Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Who Deserves Your Love by licensed therapist KC Davis is a practical self-help guide about navigating relationships through healthy boundaries. Written for people who feel overwhelmed, sensitive, or stuck, it focuses on a realistic premise: love may be unconditional, but ongoing access to your time, energy, and emotional life should not be. Rather than encouraging blanket cutoffs, the book aims to help readers make clear decisions about whether to begin, repair, maintain, limit, or end relationships across family, friendship, and romance. A signature feature is the relationship decision tree, a structured set of questions designed to clarify values, obligations, and options for connection or disengagement. Davis also emphasizes concrete communication support, including scripts that reduce guilt and confusion when you need to say no, ask for change, or limit contact. The overall tone is compassionate and accessible, with tools meant to translate emotional insight into everyday decisions that protect well-being while keeping room for meaningful connection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, love versus access, the core boundary reframe. A central idea in Who Deserves Your Love is the distinction between caring about someone and granting them ongoing access to you. Davis frames boundaries as a way to protect dignity, emotional safety, and functional stability, especially when a relationship repeatedly generates stress, resentment, or harm. This is a meaningful shift from common all-or-nothing thinking you can love a parent, partner, or friend, while still limiting the conditions under which you engage with them. In practice, this reframe reduces guilt, because the goal is not to punish or control the other person. Instead, boundaries act like self-directed rules that clarify what you will do when certain patterns appear. That focus matters because many people try to solve relationship pain by forcing clarity from the other person or by waiting for them to change. Davis positions boundaries as a way to regain agency without needing another person's cooperation. The result is a more stable emotional baseline. You can pursue connection when it is respectful and nourishing, and pull back when it becomes destabilizing, without having to rewrite your values or deny your affection. Secondly, the relationship decision tree as a practical decision tool. The book is known for its relationship decision tree, a step-by-step framework that guides readers through high-stakes choices about staying engaged or stepping back. Instead of relying on vague advice like trust your gut, Davis organizes the decision into questions that help readers identify what matters. Would leaving violate my values? And if not, what am I actually obligated to do here? By separating values from fear, habit, or social pressure, the framework aims to reduce indecision and emotional spiraling. It also helps readers acknowledge that different relationships carry different histories and responsibilities, so the same behavior may justify different responses depending on context. When readers choose to maintain a relationship, the decision tree points toward boundary-based strategies rather than self-abandonment. When readers decide to disengage, it supports that choice as a values-consistent option, not a moral failure. The tool is especially helpful for people who feel stuck between loyalty and self-protection because it makes the trade-offs visible and turns a painful abstract question into manageable next steps. Thirdly, boundaries as self-care, protecting well-being without demanding change. Davis repeatedly treats boundaries as an act of self-care rather than a negotiation tactic. The emphasis is on what you control: your presence, your time, your emotional labor, and what you will do to recover when contact is draining. This approach is pragmatic because it does not depend on persuading a difficult person to become kinder, more self-aware, or more accountable. When someone is unwilling or unable to change, a boundary can still reduce harm by redesigning how you participate. That might mean limiting visits, changing how long you stay, choosing different topics, or building in support afterwards so you do not carry the entire emotional impact alone. The logic is that maintaining relationships often requires a plan for your own nervous system and resources, not just a better argument. This also reframes common guilt. A boundary is not an attack, it is an accommodation for your needs. By focusing on sustainable contact, the book encourages readers to prioritize stability and peace while still allowing for connection when it is healthy enough to hold. Fourthly, communication scripts that reduce guilt and confusion. A practical contribution of the book is its use of scripts for boundary setting. Many people know what they want, but freeze when it is time to say it, especially in relationships where conflict, manipulation, or emotional volatility are common. Scripts function as a bridge between insight and action. They offer direct, respectful language that clarifies limits without over-explaining or apologizing for having needs. This matters because boundary conversations often go off track when the speaker tries to get the other person to understand, agree, or validate the boundary. Davis instead supports clear statements of what will happen going forward, keeping the focus on your choices and follow through. The goal is not perfect phrasing that prevents pushback, but communication that is simple enough to repeat and consistent enough to enforce. Scripts also help readers recognize that discomfort is not proof they are doing something wrong. It is often a normal response to changing an established dynamic. By lowering the activation level of these conversations, the book makes boundaries more attainable in everyday life. Lastly, accessible design for overwhelmed readers and complex lives. Who Deserves Your Love is positioned as an accessible, gentle guide, and its structure supports that promise. The material is delivered in a practical, tool-oriented way, using short chapters and visual elements such as diagrams to reduce cognitive load. This is particularly relevant for readers who struggle with attention, burnout, anxiety, or the emotional fatigue that often accompanies difficult relationships. The accessibility is not just about style, it reinforces the message that relational clarity should be achievable even when you are already stretched thin. Rather than requiring extensive journaling or intensive emotional excavation, the book offers a decision framework and usable language that can be applied quickly. This design also supports real-world repetition. Boundaries typically need maintenance, not a one-time declaration, so readers benefit from tools they can revisit during moments of stress. By meeting readers where they are, Davis helps normalize the reality that relationship work often happens in the middle of busy schedules, family obligations, and ongoing mental health challenges. In conclusion, Who Deserves Your Love is best suited for readers who feel trapped in confusing relationship patterns, especially with family members, long-term partners, or friends who are loving in some moments and painful in others. It is also useful for people who hesitate to set limits because they fear being selfish, disloyal, or unkind. The practical benefit is decision clarity. The relationship decision tree gives readers a structured way to evaluate values, obligations, and available options without defaulting to total cutoff or total self-sacrifice. The scripts and boundary framing help turn that clarity into behavior, which is often the hardest step. Intellectually, the book stands out for its clean separation of love from access and for its emphasis on boundaries as self-directed rules rather than attempts to control another person. Compared with many boundary books that focus heavily on confrontation or on diagnosing difficult people, Davis keeps attention on sustainable choices and emotional safety. The accessible format also distinguishes it in the category, offering tools designed for overwhelmed readers who need straightforward guidance they can actually use. Ultimately, it is a compassionate guide for choosing connection and self-respect at the same time. If you would like to support KC Davis LPC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.